BBC News. Canada says negotiations to reach a free trade deal with the European Union have failed. The Canadian Trade Minister said it had become evident that the EU was not capable of reaching agreement. The EU says the process is not over. The French authorities have announced that a migrant camp in the port of Calais, which has strained relations between France and Britain, will be closed on Monday. The camp houses thousands of people who want to reach the UK. The Department of Homeland Security in the United States is investigating the cause of cyber attacks on Friday, which have affected some of the best-known names on the internet. Cameroon's transport minister has said that at least 53 people died when a crowded passenger train derailed on Friday near the town of Azeka. Eyewitnesses said 10 carriages overturned, trapping people underneath. The Mexican authorities have arrested the former police chief of Iguala, the town where 43 students went missing 2 years ago. Relatives of the victims said they hoped his arrest would lead to more information about what happened to them. The US Defense Secretary Ash Carter has insisted that there's an agreement in principle for Turkey to help retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. But an Iraqi government official said Baghdad wanted Turkey to back its war against IS and not violate Iraqi sovereignty. A lawyer in Pakistan is calling on President Mamnoon Hussein to halt the execution of a paranoid schizophrenic who's been sentenced to death for murder. Imdad Ali was declared clinically insane after killing a cleric 14 years ago. The UN has appointed the comic book character Wonder Woman as its honorary ambassador for the empowerment of women and girls. Some UN staff argued that the scantily dressed superhero could trample on cultural and religious sensibilities. BBC News.